7 Japan Mobile.
ND7J, K4RM.
How are you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm awake and that sort of thing. Just going to Home Depot to place a material order.
My antenna material.
Unfortunately.
It was about 30 degrees when we woke up. Had snow. We could see snow not too far from us, but we didn't get any right here.
Guys, if you see a little bit later on this morning, I looked at the radar this morning, and it looks like maybe there's a possibility, but of course, if it warms up, that'll probably be a no-go, but I see some flurries floating around here right now.
Across at the towards the parkway and across that higher ridge out to our north and west, and I see the ground covered pretty good.
Look at the elevations, that probably going to see some accumulation, but I don't think we're going to see much here. If we do, it's probably going to disappear pretty quick.
I think they said around 3,500 feet above sea level would be kind of the sweet spot. Of course, we're at 33, so we're just below it, but we're close enough to see it.
How's everything else going? Have you heard from Jim? I talked to him earlier this week. Just wondering how his wife's doing and all that good stuff.
Which was a couple of days ago. She was improving, had been back to the doctor, and was slowly making progress, so that's a good thing.
Is that what he said? For sure, so good to hear that, that's for sure.
Got out there for a bit. Had his mother-in-law's funeral last Sunday, and of course she's my aunt. We went to it, and it was a very nice service, and Danann was able to go to the service, but she wasn't, you know, 100%, but she's on medication and improving, so that's a good thing.
So what you guys got planned up there in the mountain, just relaxing?
I got a few little projects I'm on 10-2, non-radio related, but may do a hike tomorrow. So it's supposed to warm up, so I may go on I got a neighbor that wants to do a hike, so I may go on about a 8-mile hike tomorrow.
Fresh ice for sure. I've been off this week and working around the house quite a bit, and we're putting salt water. We're turning our pool into salt water. So and they came out and put the new liner in that they wrecked when they filled the pool last year. So they did a really nice job. So it's about 2/3 of the way full, and I've got to get 400 pounds of salt for it Tuesday. And I've got the plumbing about 95% done. They got to come in and cut in the skimmer and the return line, and then they'll hook that up. And I've got all the components plumbed in for the salt water generator. So hopefully, maybe by the middle of next week, we'll have the pool running, filter running, salt water generator running, and the heater running. And maybe be swimming here real quick.
Well, now, going to salt water, does that do better for the longevity of the pool?
I pulled up underneath this light. I forgot I was getting close to it, and you probably didn't copy. I said we're switching our pool over to salt water, and they came out and put the new liner in that they wrecked up last year when they put water in our pool. They put holes in the liner by accident. So I got all that done, and maybe by next weekend we might actually be swimming.
Ask, does going to salt water, is that better for the longevity of the pool?
That you don't use chlorine. The salt water generator produces the chlorine. It's supposed to be the way to go nowadays for pools, and it's supposed to be a whole lot less maintenance and muss and fuss. So hopefully we'll see the results, because it's costly.
The maintenance component would be a big plus, I would think.
I'll pull away, and that would be a big plus in my eyes. But on the other side of the coin, I've got a wife, so that's what she wants to pull. So that's what we're going to have.
Understood. Say no more. But very good. Well, I don't know any other news. I just heard you throw out your call sign. Thought I'd say hello. And good to hear you. And we'll get together soon on upcoming plans. So take care and don't spend it all at Home Depot. ND7J, K4RM.
Yeah. Yeah, roger that. Well, fortunately, I'm spending somebody else's money today, so that's not a problem. You guys have a good one. Say hey to Mary and Ben if he's up there, and anybody else that you see, and hope you guys have an enjoyable weekend. I'll catch you again. ND7J73.